What you're looking at here is my second favorite flower picture ever that I've taken. It's next only to a picture of a cone flower that I shot, ironically, about a year ago, like almost exactly a year ago. I know I sometimes I sound like I'm overly critical of my own photos here, but let me just say I really like this photo. Mostly I like how super tack sharp it is, that petal in the foreground with the dew on it. It was raining lightly when I took this photo, and so there was just this nice fine mist on everything. It was really cool, and I really like how tack sharp that petal is and the added texture from the raindrops. I like the orange and yellow and how super contrasty they are with that green background. There's only three colors in this whole photo: green, yellow, and orange. And there's no doubt about what to look at. The focal point is immediately clear. I don't know. I really like this photo. I like the overcast sky that was this was taken, as I mentioned, in the rain. So the sky was all overcast. And so that was awesome lighting for this kind of photo. If you look at you can click on this and it'll go to my Flickr stream. And there's a couple other flower pictures that I've taken recently. I guess I've just been inspired to take flower pictures. And some of the others were taken when it's brighter out and you can see the colors are more washed out, especially the lighter portions. But man, this turned out so well, and I'm so pleased with it. And it didn't even require a whole lot of editing in post. I did my usual, like, drop down the blacks, bring up the whites, just some really basic stuff. I barely even cropped it. I mean, it just worked out so well, and I'm so pleased with it. And the reason that this photo exists is because it's sort of the culmination of many things that I've been experimenting with lately. Compare this, for instance, to last week's photo. I shot that one, which was that white, I called it Starburst. And this one now is a sort of a companion, I call it Sunburst. That one last week was shot at f1.8. And I remember saying at the time in the podcast how I was kind of bummed that it was too blurry. The edge of the flower, the center of the flower was in focus, but the edges of the petals were a little blurry, and I wish I would have shot it at a slightly smaller aperture. And so I did that when I went out to shoot this flower, which incidentally is about 20 feet from my building at work. I mean, it took about 2 minutes to shoot this. I try to take that lesson into account. What I've been learning lately, so using slightly smaller apertures to control the depth of field a little bit more. I've been experimenting with perspectives on flowers. And so I had an idea in mind based on some of the other shots I've taken. I already knew what I liked and what I didn't like. And basically, because of the pictures I've been taking of flowers recently, I had a clear vision for this photo. When I saw whatever it is, flower, and I have my camera in hand, I immediately had a vision in mind for what I wanted the photo to look like. And that with this foreground petal in focus and the colors and the nice green background, and I knew exactly what I wanted because I had already taken several others in the past month or so. And this photo is exactly what I wanted. I mean, it's like to the pixel almost what I was going for. And I'm so happy whenever that works out. This photo, what you're seeing here and all this stuff I'm saying about it is only possible through a lot of trial and error, emphasis on the error, as well as understanding how to get your camera to do what you want it to do. And so the lesson here, that if you take anything away from this photo, it's to learn from your experiences. I won't say mistakes, even though I said the word error a little bit ago. When you're taking pictures like this, especially if it's just for yourself, don't think of the bad ones as mistakes. They're not mistakes. They're just different photos. Maybe they turned out differently than what you were hoping for. Think of them as experiences that you can draw on and learn from. And then take those and improve your own photography as a result. So don't just take photos, whether it's with your iPhone or your DSLR. Don't just snap photos and let them be. But examine them critically. And what do you like about them? What could you improve? And try and learn from your past experiences, as well as looking at other photos that you see online. And then go out and make it happen. Improve yourself. And make all those things that you liked about the photos, keep doing them. The things that you want to change them. And you may end up with your own version of this sunburst photo here. And if anyone listening can tell me exactly what kind of flower this is, I'd appreciate it because I have no idea about anything regarding biology or plant life, horticulture, anything like that. So anyway, get out there, make it happen, take those photos.